for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Cattle are a major emphasis for me.
And that's Tom Talbot from Bishop, California, who says he's very fortunate to have both a veterinary practice as well as a cow ranch.
You know, it's a very mixed practice. You know, we're a small town, rural type veterinary practice. We do a little of everything.
He's been keeping busy, heavily involved with the California Cattlemen's Association.
In this industry, you know, you can only work your tail off so hard at home and be successful. And unless you have somebody looking out for the issues that are going on legislatively that potentially could, you know, impact you, at whether it be a state level, you know, we're strong members of the National Cattlemen's Association as well. You know, California is a very diverse state, and there's 37 million people here, and not very many of us produce food. Unfortunately, you know, the large consumer doesn't always understand what we do, why we do it, and how we do it, and so we have to have a good staff that explains that to people and prevents legislation that can potentially impact our business.
He also says it's important to clear up the misunderstandings, perhaps, of antibiotic use in beef cattle.
By and large, in California, you know, we're in the process of doing a survey to really determine how many antibiotics are used, because nobody really understands that very well. And I think what we're going to find is that the amount of antibiotics used in California are extremely small. I mean, we use injectable antibiotics to treat sick animals. Occasionally, we use it for control of disease that we think is going to start. But by and large, you know, we don't use a lot of antibiotics in large numbers, especially in the feed. While preventative antibiotic use is minimal, there's times where it's necessary, and I think what we're trying to do with the new legislation is make sure that preventative use is under the direction of a veterinarian.
And that's Dr. Tom Talbot from Bishop, California. And now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Thanks, Bill.
It's the wall of immunity you try to build up.
That's Dave Thompson. He's a cattleman with the Formosa Cattle Company. It's a cow, calf, and yearling operation with ranches in both Bakersfield, California, and Chiloquin, Oregon. He's talking about vaccinating cattle. It's all about making your calves more desirable for a buyer. But the one thing that starts things in motion is the genetics.
Well, genetic is so important to get the right genetics and so that you can have something to market. And, you know, as an example, there's a customer that I buy calves from, and they bought some bred heifers that were a breed that I don't think is too desirable. But they thought they were all right, but nobody wants to buy those kind of cattle. So it's just what I'm talking about for genetics. It's by these genetics that people want to buy.
Now let's get back to those vaccinations, which is also so important to a potential buyer.
It's the wall of immunity you try to build up, and you have to use that vaccination program so that the cattle can handle the stress, because stress is what brings on breaking down that wall. So the wall is important to maintain the health of the animal. Not only the vaccination program, but I mentioned the nutritional plane, and the nutritional plane has to be up on level 2 for the vaccinations to even work.
And we asked Thompson what he felt about live vaccines versus killed vaccines.
The live vaccines are so important, and that's because through testing, they're the only ones that really work as far as building that wall. I know some producers use killed vaccines, but the people that I buy for, they just have insisted that they be live vaccines.
And among the biggest stress situations that a calf can experience is the trip to the feedlot. Dave Thompson.
It's tremendously stressful, and it would be a good education if some producers could actually travel back to a feed yard and watch their cattle get off the truck, or go back and look at them after the first, say, 5 to 10 days that they got there, and they might be a little appalled at, and maybe think they weren't being taken care of. But it's really just has to do with the stress that animal goes through from the long trip, and then a whole different environment, and maybe co-mingling with other animals that they're not used to being with. And that's why it's so important to build that wall up and get ready for that experience for the calf.
That's Dave Thompson. He's a cattleman with the Formosa Cattle Company with operations in Bakersfield, California, and Chiloquin, Oregon. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.